Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 20th day of June. 20th day of June, man. One more day, and it's the longest day of the year, and we're heading the fuck another way. 20th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 36 with intermediate clouds. And it fucking has cooled down. It was colder than a son of a bitch this morning. I don't like it. Back to winter. I mean, the day before the beginning of summer, the equinox. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Anyways, we'll take a break and we'll come back and see what we're going to look at today. Be right back.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you for
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's see what today's outrages will be. Come on, you always give me trouble. Yeah, fuck you. We're going to do it anyway. That's right. Will not cease. We will not desist. Forget it. Give it up. WEF calls for 75% reduction in private car ownership by Frank Bergman. I think that's the World Economic Forum. World something. That isn't fucking a Congress of a fucking freely elected fucking government. Because there's never been a goddamn freely elected government in this fucking country. They fucking put themselves in power through fucking seizing power. Just like the United Nations is trying to do right now. This motherfucker right here is trying to do right now. You know what? Fuck you. I will have a fucking car. Try and take it from me, you freak son of a bitch. You fucking rich fucks are not going to fucking have us slaves walking while you fucking fly in airplanes. Eat my shit. The World Economic Forum, WEF, is calling on global governments to agree to a new green agenda goals that will significantly reduce the number of cars that are privately owned by the public. Under what fucking authority, you son of a bitch? You are in violation of our fucking law and you will fucking be buried, you motherfucker. goals that will, okay, the WEF is pushing for a staggering 75% reduction in private ownership of cars, including electric vehicles, by 2050. Klaus Schwab, globalist organization, argues that the most of the world's pollution will be urban by 2050, and the public won't be able to justify the need for a private car or the use of commercial air travel. Fuck you. We don't have to justify anything to you, you motherfucker. We outnumber you thousands to one. We will dust your fucking ass. We will put fucking 6 foot of dirt in your fucking face. Eat my shit. The WEF latest demand was proposed in a report from the Wall Street Journal. Fuck the Wall Street Journal. Where's their jurisdiction? They have none. They are in violation of our law. Every one of them's got a fucking rope or a bullet coming to them. The WSI found the goal, buried in a WEF briefing paper released last month, the Urban Mobility Scorecard Tool, benchmarking the transition to sustainable urban mobility. You don't own us, you motherfuckers, and you're going to find out the hard fucking way. We are an armed population, and we will blow your fucking heads off. You are declared war on our fucking rights, on our fucking jurisdictional authority, and we will fucking put your asses to task. It points out that more than two-thirds of the world's population will be urban by 2050 and suggests people won't need to leave their local areas. You don't fucking decide what we do, you motherfucker. We do not belong to you. We are individual, free, sovereign nationals. We're kings and queens in this goddamn country, and we will fucking bury you. To meet the radical climate goals, the United Nations and the WEF and the Paris Agreement, the report states that that private vehicle ownership must be drastically reduced. Try it, you son of a bitches. We'll build our own fucking cars. I can build a fucking car, you son of a bitch, out of scratch. I got a welder. I got a fucking chop saw and a goddamn torch. I'll fucking build my own fucking car, and I'll drive it right down the fucking road. I'll fucking attach goddamn guns to it. Instead, the public must shift to public transport and shared mobility. You see, this is some fucker looking down on us like he fucking owns us or something. You motherfucker, you're going to find out. Look at this old, go over to the site and look at this old prick. You couldn't fucking roll me over if I was dead, you son of a bitch, let alone take my fucking transport from me, make a goddamn pedestrian out of me. Give it a go, you fucker. Give it a go. The report insists to comply with the WEF. Fuck the WEF. You are a fucking international organization. You have no authority in this goddamn country. We the people, as individual free sovereigns, are the only jurisdictional authority in this country. And I'm telling you, as one of these fucking individual free sovereign nationals, to fuck off. You better get the fuck away from us before you get hurt, son of a bitch. Green agenda goals. Government will need to unite to reduce vehicles from a potential 2.1 billion to 0.5 billion. Yeah, for the fucking elite. You fucking think you're going to do it? Do it! Just like the fucking guns. You're running your fucking mouth, old man. Do it. The target is a radical drop with fewer than 30 years to do it. Yeah, you need 30 years to do it. If you're going to do it tomorrow, motherfucker. What are you waiting on? However, the WEF argues that its plan could slash emissions from passenger vehicles by 80% compared to a business as usual scenario, reducing the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere by 3.9 billion tons a year. Now, cars don't put out CO2. They put out carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide, you motherfucker. And I don't give a shit anyway. You fucking don't tell a fucking free man what to do. It's my fucking will, not yours. I will not live by your will. I'll kill you by your will, you motherfucker. People prefer owning cars because it gives them unparalleled mobility, and it gives you fucking freedom of movement. It gives you freedom of mobility. They can't fucking track and trace you as easy if you know how to fucking fix your car. Most of the vehicles on the roads today are powered by fossil fuels because they offer better performance and value. If mass transit offered equal or better performance and was completely competitively priced without heavy taxpayer subsidies, more people would choose it. No, we wouldn't. Nobody wants to fucking be told what to fucking do. Your fucking car is a fucking freedom item. I take it and I go where I fucking want and I go how I fucking want and I do what I fucking want in my fucking car, asshole. For some, however, such as those in rural communities, public transport or shared mobility are simply not options. The WEF goals will require a vast project and central planning at an untold cost. You have no authority, no jurisdiction in this country. You fucking try, you will fucking die. As the WSI notes, the WEF and its allies never target private jet and helicopter travel or yacht use among the wealthy elite. Of course not. You fuckers want to, you're wanting to go back to the days of feudalism, and it ain't, you are not going to get there. There are fucking about 200 billion fucking guns between you and a trillion rounds of ammunition, motherfuckers. Give it a go. Do it now. Don't talk about 20 fucking 50. Let's do it right now, son of a bitch. You fucking old prick. Why not set an example by banning travel by private jet to WEF gatherings? Yeah, no, no. We're not even having this discussion. You don't have the authority to fucking do it. You don't have the fucking goddamn guns to fucking do it. You don't have the weaponry to fucking do it. Fuck off. Private jets have a carbon footprint that's far greater than individual cars. Of course they fucking do. And I don't give a shit. I'm not going to talk about it. It's like talking about your guns, you know. Well, criminals will not obey the law, so why should we, infringement fucking gulping up fucking idiots fucking in bay. Fuck you. There's only one fucking sentence. Shall not be infringed, motherfucker. And we're not going to play this fucking game. We're not going to have a discussion. There is no discussion. The answer is fucking no. And you better back the fuck away from us. If this were put for debate by the WEF, we might even get a more realistic discussion on costs versus benefits. No, you have no authority here in the United States. Take your shit and shove it up your ass. We the people will decide what we do, not you. We are not your fucking subjects, and we are not your fucking slaves. Suck on my ass, you son of a bitch. Democrat President Joe Biden's climate czar, and he is no fucking president. He is a goddamn corporate monarchy for the international corporate mafia, and we all fucking know exactly what these son of a bitches are. Climate czar. Isn't that czar? Isn't that some kind of fucking communist term? Czar. I remember when I first heard it, I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And that was when they started the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, we're going to have a czar in our country. Well, I said, fuck him then, and I say, fuck him now. John Kerry is a prime example of elite eco-hypocrisy, for example. Billionaire Kerry, whose family owns a private jet company, frequently uses the luxury carbon-spewing planes to travel around the world and lecture the public on reducing their quality of life to save the planet. We'll reduce your life to a fucking hole in the ground, motherfucker. You do not tell us what to do. We are individual free sovereigns. We own this fucking country. We own your fucking ass, motherfucker. Kerry is now also one of the leading advocates in pushing the WEF's war against farmers. Well, farmers, you better fucking start shooting them then. The WEF is leading the charge to slash the global farming industry to reduce carbon emissions. Shove it up your fucking ass. Go over there to fucking China, man. I mean, they fucking put out, you can't even see their fucking cities. You never hear about that because they're communists. This has nothing to do with nothing. It's bullshit all the way down the line. It's always been bullshit. It will always be bullshit. Just like your fucking COVID fucking pandemic. Just more fucking horseshit you think you're going to control us with. Well, you're not, and you're not going to shove it down our throat. You start shoving, we start shooting. As Slay News recently reported, Kerry recently called for farmers to stop growing food in order to meet the WEF's radical net zero goal for lowering emissions. Suck ass, son of a bitch. Kerry, you piece of fucking shit, you treasonous dog shit. You will hang for your fucking goddamn sedition, you bastard. You fucking serve us. We don't serve you, you motherfucker. And you don't even serve us. There isn't even an apparatus for your existence, you son of a bitch. You private fucking one percenter, you international cocksucker. During the Department of Agriculture's USDA aim for climate summit, Kerry told the audience that we can't get to net zero. We won't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. Now, were you the one who told us the goddamn California was going to be underwater by now. You phony fucking prick. You think we can't, we have the memory span of a head of lettuce? Go fuck yourself, Kerry. And I mean that, you son of a bitch. You're not going to do nothing, motherfucker. You have no authority. Kerry warned attendees that his and other world leaders' lives depend on, yeah, your lives are dependent on it, motherfucker. Your lives are dependent on it like they never have. You son of a bitches, you've declared war on the fucking goddamn judicial authority of the United States. The people, you fucking want to fight us, let's do it. On farmers ceasing their operations, stopping farmers from growing food will lower agriculture emissions, Kerry insists. Mitigating methane is the fastest way to reduce warming in the short term, Kerry claimed. Yeah, you claimed that the goddamn California was going to be underwater by now. You got your fucking snorkel on, motherfucker? Have you looked? It ain't, is it? Kerry claimed as he took aim at livestock farmers. Fuck you. If you farmers won't stand up for your own fucking rights, you deserve what you fucking get. He continued by noting that he does not even call it a climate change anymore. It's not change. It's crisis, he delivered. Yeah, you know that if you don't do what he says, California is going to be under fucking water, people. It will be underwater by, well, wait a minute. That's already gone in the past now, isn't it? That phony fucking lying son of a bitch and treasonous dog shit eating pedophilic prick. Now, what next? Bill Gates, untested COVID vaccine approved for public use by Frank Bergman. Okay. A new COVID vaccine funded by Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has just been approved for public use. There's a picture of this motherfucker. I fucking tear your fucking head off, you dirty prick, you fucking murdering son of a bitch, you genocidal piece of shit, you dog. You hide, you motherfucker. You better keep hid. Because we get your hands on you, we're going to rip you to little pieces, you fucking piece of shit. The SKY COVID, that's what it's called, SKY COVID vaccine was awarded regulatory approval from the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Continue. After being approved by the MHRA, ooh, that's real impressive, the vaccine can now be used in several countries around the world, and it appears to be targeting undeveloped nations. Get rid of the poor people, you know, the people that can't fucking defend themselves. But you know what? Everybody in this country's got a fucking gun. They have not just guns. We have goddamn weaponry. We will fucking take you out, you motherfucker. You've done about all you're going to fucking do. The people are fed up with your shit. You were fed up with your fucking murder. We're fed up with your fucking genocide. We'd take you to fucking Africa and hand you over to them Africans for the goddamn crimes against humanity you committed against them. And we're harboring a fucking fugitive here in this country, people. This goddamn international corporate mafia and its fucking corporate monarch. I'm getting going too fast there. Corporate monarch, oh man, god damn it, is they're harboring fucking fugitives, the fucking Bushes, the fucking Clintons, the fucking Obama, fucking all of them have committed fucking acts of fucking genocide across the goddamn planet, every fucking one of them. And so has goddamn Biden, that's who I was named, the Biden son of a bitch, the dirty piece of fucking pedophilic shit. It combines a part of the SARS-CoV-2 virus spike protein within a adjuvant, whatever in the fucking adjuvant is. The self-assembled and nationwide vaccine is adjuvanted with a GSK's A503. Well, that makes, well, I understand that completely. Adjuvant technology. Fuck you, and you're going to pay for it, you son of a bitch. The MHRA states that the duration of the protection is unknown and no protection is anticipated after the first dose. Additionally, the safety and efficiency of the vaccine for immune-compromised people have not been assessed. There is no experience with the vaccine in pregnant women, and it's unknown whether the vaccine is excreted in the breast milk. So far, and unsurprisingly, SKY C, maybe it's the COVID hasn't been approved by any other Western country. In response, renowned British scientist Professor Norman Fenton is submitting a Freedom of Information request to the MHRA Chief Executive June Rain to demand answers. According to Fenton, the vaccine's approval is an alarming development. The new SK COVID vaccine has just got regulatory approval from the MHRA after meeting the MHRA's required safety, quality, and effective standards. This is a so-called preventive vaccine that was made in South Korea and funded by Bill Gates. The patent information leaflet, which lists various side effects, states that two doses are required, the second one 28 days after the first, and that there has to be a 15-minute observation period after. Ooh, that's enough time to figure out what the shit's going to do. Particularly alarming points from the MHRA guidance document, in addition to the known side effects, are duration of protection. The duration of protection afforded by the vaccine is unknown, as it is still being determined by ongoing clinical trials. Immune compromised individuals, the efficiency, safety, and immunogenicity of the vaccine have not been assessed immune compromised individuals, including those receiving immune compensation therapy. I'm not a doctor. Damn it, Jim, I'm not a doctor. Limitations of vaccine effectiveness based on the immunogenicity data of SARS-CoV-2 native subject, no protection is anticipated after the first vaccine dose, and individuals may not fully be protected until 14 days after the second dose. That's probably how long it takes to kill you. And then you'll be completely protected from everything. As with all other vaccines, SKY COVID may not protect all vaccine recipients. Efficiency was not evaluated as part of the clinical trial program. Well, what the fuck did you do? Interaction with other medical products and other forms of interaction. No interaction studies have been performed. Contaminant administration with other vaccines has not been tested. That's the mixing of them, I suppose. Pregnancy, there's no experience with the use of SKYC COVID in pregnant women from clinical trials. None. Breastfeeding, it is unknown whether the SKYC COVID is excreted in human milk. So what did they base their fucking okay on this for? So it would seem nothing is known about its effectiveness until at least 14 days after the second dose. There is zero efficiency. Almost nothing is known about its safety. To date, there have been no carcinogenic city or genotoxicity studies on the shot. It has not been through any interchangeability studies with other manufacturers. It clearly should not be given to women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. The vaccine, unsurprisingly, has not been approved by any other Western country. However, the unelected European Commission is now considering rolling it out for public use across the EU nations in Europe. Yet the MHRA has licensed it under conditional authorization for over 18s. That's how it starts, isn't it? We're just going to round the curve here in 3 days. And it seems that contrary to the suggestions otherwise, this vaccine is being offered to people who have already had multiple COVID vaccines, according to Fenton. Well, I'll tell you what, go have another one, you stupid son of a bitch. If you're that fucking dumb, do it. We can get rid of your fucking genes from the gene pool. In July 2021, an investigation revealed that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is also the primary funder of the MHRA. Bill Gates also owns shares in both the leading big pharma vaccine makers, Pfizer and biotech. Conventionally, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation bought, conveniently, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation bought $55 million worth of shares in BioNTech. Fuck you. In September 2019, just before the COVID panic struck. No, I won't believe that. I won't believe that they fucking did this for fucking mammon. I won't believe they did all this murder for fucking money. Look, take a look at that dirty son of a bitch, man. Just looking at him makes me want to rip his fucking face off, rip his fucking hair out, rip his fucking hands off, his arms, you piece of shit. You will fucking face justice before this is over with, you murdering bastard. All right, what else we got here? Oh, Irish politician boasts hate speech bill will restrict freedom to protect trans people from discomfort by Alexander Hall. Irish Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly defended a controversial bill that could jail citizens for merely possessing material that criticizes gender identity. You fucking sickos. You come and do it. Just come here and do it, you son of a bitches. The Irish criminal justice bill purportedly targets hate speech, but some critics have compared it to the corrupt or the concept of pushing people for thought crime, punishing people for thought crime, a term popularized by George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984. The text of the criminal justice indictment, incitement to violence or hatred and hate hate offenses bill 2022 notes that a person can be imprisoned if they prepare or proposes material that is likely to incite violence or hatred against a person or group of persons on account of their protected characteristics, one of which being gender identity. Which one of the thousand are you? You're shit. That's your gender identity. That's what I give to you. Shit. And that's what I'll call you. Shit. Bring this law to the United States, I'll still call you shit. And you can come and try and do something about it, motherfucker. The Catholic Herald observed in past months that the legislation could lead to criminalization of Catholic teaching and religious expression in general. The Catholic Church has longstanding objective positions on issues which, if they are to be uttered in public, and that may include pulpit, may cause the priest or other adherent to be made subject to prosecution. Well, of course, because you're going against fucking nature. You fucking sick old bitch. In Ireland, you might be able to tell the Irish. I don't know. The Irish might tell you to fuck off and blow your head off. I don't know. I know I ain't going to fucking, you ain't going to tell me what to fucking say. O'Reilly defended the bill in a speech on Tuesday as he debated its merits with her peers. Okay. Her peers, even as she condemns some of the other rhetoric on gender and sexual identities after suggesting social media has fueled hatred and revealed the dirty, filthy underbelly of hatred in Irish society. Dirty, filthy underbelly of hatred in Irish. You want dirty and filthy? Go look at that goddamn video of Hunter Biden with those little 6 and 7 year old girls dressed as prostitutes as he pedophiles them and does his fucking crack cocaine. What the fuck do you want to talk about? Filth? Huh? That's fucking filth. That's fucking goddamn abomination. You should, that son of a bitch. And have you heard anything else about that, people? Because we're going to put that right back up on top. O'Reilly argued that hate speech legislation is merely another necessary law to restrict freedom for the common good. Fuck you. We are individual free sovereign nationals in this country. And you know, the public, the Commerce Clause and the, going too fast. I'll think of it in a minute. When one thinks about it, all law, all and all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. You're not going to restrict our fucking freedom. You do not have the authority to restrict our freedom. You try to restrict our freedom, we will blow your fucking heads off, you stupid son of a bitches. And you fucking know you have no authority. This is all being done under the guy. These are all fucking goddamn privateers. They're like pirates with the goddamn bill of fucking, what the hell do they call them? A bill of mark from the fucking King Chucky over there. This is exactly what we are doing here, O'Reilly argued. We are restricting freedom, but we are doing it for the common good. Fuck your common good, communists. I don't give a fuck about the common good. I'll say what I want to say. I see shit, I'm going to call it shit. And you're not going to tell me I ain't. If you do, you fucking try to violate my first article, I'll blow your fucking head off. That's all there is to it. She then suggested that people should not be free to disagree with people's identities. I'm free to disagree with any fucking thing I want to. I'm free to hate. I'm free to despise. I'm free to fucking hate your fucking guts and livers, you motherfuckers. And I do hate your guts and livers, you pedophilic pieces of fucking shit. Warning, this discomfort is severely, they're discomforted people. They're not comfortable with people telling them, hey, you bearded motherfucker with the dress on, you are a fucking freak. You are shit. She continued, if a person views, on other people's identities make their lives unsafe and insecure and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, our job is, as legislators, is to restrict those freedoms for the common good. Well, fucking the common good for what, 0.0004% of the fucking population? Fuck them. What about the common good of the rest of the people who are being, hey, this fucking disturbs me. This fucking goddamn debauchery, this sadism fucking disturbs me. It makes me fucking sick. It makes me fucking, makes me want to spit on you, tear you to fucking pieces, you pieces of shit. Go talk to Hunter Biden. I guess what he's doing is okay with you motherfuckers. We shouldn't say nothing about it. Might hurt his goddamn feelings. If he can feel anything on all that fucking coke. One cannot do and say whatever one likes in our society. In my, our society, we fucking can. And it is unalienable. No matter what your fucking phony ass fucking non-government, your fucking corporation says, shove your corporation up your corporate fucking ass. Which is a society governed by laws. No, it's not. It's governed by fucking policy of fucking a handful. It's apartheid. They call it what they called it in fucking South Africa when the fucking few ruled over the many for the benefit of the few and fuck the many. They called it apartheid. This is the fucking apartheid right here. Fuck this handful of fucking freaks, these handful of fucking sickos. We don't want them. Take them. Hey, get your fucking ass out of here and go to one of these fucking countries that likes this shit if you can find one. She added that this is a very fundamental to a legislative system. It should be one of the very fundamentals for any legislature who sit in this chamber that they understand what we do is restrict freedoms. Well, you don't do it here, motherfuckers. It is declared against the law. It is against the law of we the people, the written, ratified by the elected representatives of the people, the absolute unalienable law of this fucking country. You can't do it. You try bringing this shit here, you'll die. The senator also addressed gender directly, claiming that young people in society are absolutely shocked that we are even having any kind of conversation about what other people's gender is. Well, you're the ones out there fucking throwing it in our fucking face and trying to cram it down our fucking throats because you are such a tiny fucking minority. You have to come at us with every fucking bit of fucking media-owned, fucking 1% owned bullshit that you fucking possess, and you still aren't going to do it. We'll regurgitate it right in your face, and then we'll put a bullet through your head. She claimed that society has had an issue down through the generations. Yeah, people know that fucking a man is a man and a woman's a woman. It's always been that fucking way, and you go being a fucking freak, and people fucking you don't want you around their children. They don't want you around them. They don't want to see you. They don't want to be you going up. Find yourself a fucking hole, dig yourself a fucking hole, and pull the fucking earth in and over your head, you stupid, sick son of a bitch and shit dogs. Where people have been fearful about walking outside their door because they are attacked verbally. Oh, Well, remember when we were little kids, sticks and stones may break my bones. When they're attacked verbally, you fucking, you bet, you son of a bitch. Some guy comes out in a fucking beard with a tutu on. I'm going to fucking say something. You're a fucking freak. You're shit. A process, she said, that restricts their freedoms. How does it restrict their freedoms? Somebody calls you a piece of shit. Just admit you're a piece of shit. And you, how's that restricting your fucking freedom? It ain't restricting your freedom. It's trying to cram your fucking sick fucking beliefs, your sadistic fucking abominations down the throats of fucking decent fucking people. And we're not going to have it. We regurgitate them on you. She framed the debate about the legislation instead as a debate over whether we can move forward towards a kinder society. You're about to get a fucking mean-ass motherfucking bunch of people rip your fucking head off. Kinder my ass. You're pissing people off, and you fucking know it. You're not going to cram a handful of fucking freaks down our fucking throats, motherfucker. Get it through your head. And we're not going to pay to have it, these freaks crammed down our fucking throat. We're not going to pay for fucking pedophilia. We're not going to pay for your fucking sickness, you fucking goddamn retards. Earlier in the debate, Senator Rowan Mullen noted the hazards of punishing people for questioning something as hotly debated as gender ideology. There are about 105 genders, 105 fucking genders. Come on, people. It would be laughable if it wasn't true. There are about 105 genders listed on the internet, including agender, ace gender, and gender, and Jornane, I don't even read that one, apogender, at a time.
Hey, Henry.
What do you think, brother?
Man, say that for me. What was that first one again? You said you. What did you say? Agender or
Androgyny is what it is. Man, I mean, all this stupid fucking shit. You're making up goddamn words. I mean, you're a fucking freak. Let's just stick to one word: shit. You're shit. I'm gonna call you shit. There's your pronoun. I give you one, and I'm gonna stick to it.
Hey, hear me. You know what? I wish they would pass a bill like that here. Please do,
yep.
Because I mean, the bottom line is, man, this shit. I'm so sick of this. What is this demented? I mean, what do you call this, man? I mean, what do you call this? You want me in my mind to say that a man with a damn dress and a wig on is a woman?
Well, it's like there's one comment. I don't know if it, I think it was a comment, or no, it was a little thing that Galen put up a video, and this girl's talking. She goes, "So a girl can identify as a cat? No, she can't. I mean, these young people are starting to see this shit, and they're starting to fucking buck against it. And and that's what we need, the young people to fucking understand. But it's their goddamn sick-ass parents, these communist motherfuckers that have no place in this country. If they want communism, fuck, it's right there in Mexico. It's right there in Venezuela. Get your fucking ass out of here. We're not fucking communists here. We're not fascists here. We're not goddamn capitalists here. Capitalism is not, you know, that's for the communists and the fucking goddamn fascists. It's so that you can steal. It's so you can use money to make money instead of working like a fucking human being, you piece of shit. But I mean, they anything to confuse the fucking issue. And gender, here it is right here. Listen to this. Cookie, gender cat. Fluid queer, one that I cannot politely render here, hyper fluid, etc. He noted all of this is now being landed in the middle of a criminal law bill, where somebody could be attacked for being a hater for stating in robust, but necessarily robust terms that not only is the nonsense, but it's a dangerous nonsense that puts children at risk when it is imported into the curriculum of schools. And schools, what is a school? That's where you go to learn freakness. That's where you go to be indoctrinated into fucking goddamn mutilating your body, when you're a little kid, I got another one coming up that's going to really piss you off. Yeah, he followed by listing a series of scenarios that possibly could land a person afoul of the potential law. Will mocking names be tolerated? Will robust campaigning by parents against inappropriate school curricula be allowed, he asked? Will carrying a placard stating men cannot breastfeed warrant a hate speech investigation? I mean, just state a fucking fact. That's what they do not want. They hate the fucking truth. That's why they hate the fucking normal people, and they are just a tiny fucking handful. Wipe them out in one fucking day. Which, I mean, not even trying. Or up to 5 years imprisonment, a lifelong label as a criminal hater. I want a label as a criminal hater. I hate your fucking guts. I hate every fucking one of you clear to my fucking bone marrow. And all of the stigma of life limitation that goes with that, nobody actually knows. And that's the end of that article. And we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. Like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been down some aces and I've played them all the same, but she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shivey at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. Actually, people, I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:49 Pacific time, and that was Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song. Actually, don't mail no more yet. We're working on something right now, and just stop mailing them because they're not fucking getting here. They're being hijacked along the way, and we got something we're working on, and it ain't going to take a long time, and you'll find out what it is pretty soon, but we're going to get them motherfuckers, guaranteed. Anyways, let's go back to our choices in outrage. Where are you at? There you are. Okay. We're going back down. That's why I was... Bitch. Here it is. Midwest teachers hold conference on how to subversively and quietly teach explicit sex ed gender transition students without parental knowledge by Katie Daviscourt. And this is some shit here. Teachers across the Midwest attended an online workshop last week in which they reportedly devised plans and traded tips on how to help trans-identifying students undergo sex change at school without parental consent. The Daily Mail reported that 30 teachers from Midwest states attended a four-hour online workshop hosted by the Midwest and Plains Equities Assistance Center, MAP, and discussed how to help trans-identified students that have come under attack in conservative states after legislators passed new laws that take aim at gender identity pronouns, access to bathrooms, men's competing in women's sports, and parental rights. The online workshop was funded by the Department of Education. You paid for this, people, so listen close. And included teachers in the states across the Midwest that include Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, and others. During the discussion, teachers spoke about subversive to the rules and how to they need to adopt their own personal code of ethics. In addition, other teachers explained how they can help hide a trans-identified student's new gender and name change from their parents, Daily Mail reported. Angel Nathan, who hosted the session on behalf of MAP, said the focus of the workshop is to review the new laws that remedy the marginalizing effect of and disrupt the problematic policies. Like I said, they wouldn't be, drowning us in this shit if they weren't so fucking, they're desperate, man. I'm telling you, they are very, so very fucking few, and they want to cram this down our throats so fucking bad. Kimberly Martin, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Coordinator for Royal Oak Schools in Michigan, discussed tactics to keep child sex changes with students a secret from parents and how they... and how her district already has these policies in place. We're working with our record-keeping system so that certain screens can't be seen by the parents. If there's a nickname in there, we're trying to hide, Martin told attendees, according to Daily Mail. You pull your kids out of these fucking schools if you care about them, unless you're a fucking freak too. Another teacher bragged about indoctrinating her own students by taking them to protests and marches. Jennifer Haglund, a counselor for Ames Community Schools in Iowa, students slammed Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Republican, for signing legislation into law that prohibits men from competing on women's sports teams. And we've seen this shit. You know, Haglund said, and this is always takes me back to that old lady on that fucking broadcast on RBN. I mean, this is exactly what she fucking described would happen. Haglund said, I know that I have my own right code of ethics, and that doesn't always go along with the law. So you're violating the fucking law and saying you're violating the fucking law, which it ain't law. It's fucking corporate policy. That's why they can fucking do it. And at the top, the corporation wants them to fucking do it. It's just like the Antifa down there in fucking Portland. They fucking come and they attack people, and fucking the cops sit there and fucking watch it. The goddamn, I mean, the mercenaries sit there and watch it. And if the people fight back, then they come flying in on the side of the fucking faggots and the queers and the goddamn freaks and fucking Antifa. She Martin, a far-left progressive teacher in Ohio who uses they, them pronouns, told the group that teachers need to work subversively and quietly sometimes to make sure that trans kids have what they need. The stakes are very high for trans youth. No, the stakes are very high for you fucking sick son of a bitches, and you know it. Because you're fucking, you're going to get this crammed down our throats, or you're going to get a rope around your fucking neck. And I say you're getting the fucking rope or the bullet from the up against a wall. Martin said, who writes an anti-racist blog called Radical Teacher Daily Mail Reports. Furthermore, Martin expressed the need to speak about sexuality and elementary age students as young as 5 years old. She explained that teachers need to take caution in reinforcing that heterosexuality is the norm, according to the outlet. How in the fuck do you think we all got here? Yacina Jimenez, captain, the director of educational services at Woodland School District in Lake County, Illinois, took her time to slam conservative parents and teachers that want to see parental rights policies adopted in the states. You don't know. We don't have to adopt nothing. We have to enforce what we already have. Fucking write another fucking law you're not going to enforce. We have the fucking law to protect us. We just will not enforce it. We ain't got the goddamn guts. So you're going to go and these legislators are going to play games with you, pay to have your own fucking throat cut. Like, you're going to make a fucking law. I mean, we can make a law that says you can't take people's guns. We can take a law that says that people's guns, the right to people to bear arms shall not be infringed. We could make a law that says that. Fuck you. We have the law. We just need to fucking enforce it on these fucking sick, demented fucking sadists is what they are. The Midwest and Plains Equity Assistance Center, MAP, is founded by the federal government under the Title IV and secured $8.5 million in funding from the Department of Education, according to Daily Mail. And its operations are across Midwest in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. This is where they are breaking the fucking law. And they just told you, fucking break the law. Don't tell the parents. Fucking, I don't care if they pass. See, this is what, why, let's pass another fucking law. You know, we already have that fucking law. Like, we have the immigration fucking laws that say they can't come in with fucking, we need to pass other laws. We need to deal with this. It's a real problem because we're not enforcing the fucking law. Well, that still is administrative admiralty law. And it's up to we, the people, to fucking enforce the real fucking law, the only fucking law in this country. They're written, ratified by the elected representatives of the people, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and shove it right down their fucking throat and push them 6 foot down in the fucking ground. More than 20 bills aimed at criminalizing child sex changes have been introduced at the beginning of 2023. If, I mean, well, okay. Maybe you need some for some for parents that are so fucking sick in the fucking head that they'll go along with this shit. State legislative sessions. But the bottom line is individuals with common law, if we had our common law courts and our common law was in effect, these motherfuckers wouldn't exist, and you know it. You know they wouldn't. They didn't. I mean, think, look at how they wormed their fucking way in. They didn't fight their way into here. They fucking sleazed, and they fucking crawled on their fucking bellies, and they fucking went like a fucking snake. That's how they came into this fucking goddamn country. And the way to get rid of them is to fucking shoot the son of a bitches, kill every fucking one of them, because they're not going to fucking leave on their fucking own. They're not going to have a fucking epiphany and say, we're fucking sick in the head, we're going to go. No, we got to take care of this ourselves, people. And if you don't get on that goddamn page with the rest of us, you're a fucking traitor. You're perpetuating this shit. You'll come up and you'll complain about it, but you will not fucking stand for that fucking Bill of Rights. You will not enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. We have plenty of fucking people to run these motherfuckers out, and you know it. You just won't fucking do it because you ain't got the goddamn balls. Republican state lawmakers are seeking to ban so-called gender-affirming care for youth due to complete lack of quality evidence to support it. I don't care if there's quality. I mean, goddamn, when you're talking about parental rights, fuck you and everything you do. You have not one tiny, itsy, bitty, teeny, weeny fucking say over my fucking children. You always tried this when I was fucking young to my kids. I'd have fucking come over there and fuck your school wouldn't be there, motherfucker. To support it, the invasive and irreversible nature of the intervention and the sharply rising rates of people later wanting to go back as well as regret. Of course you're going to. I mean, when you fucking mature to where you can think like a fucking adult, you're going to say, God damn, why did you, my parents let me do that? It's like a little kid going to stick a goddamn a paperclip in a fucking wall socket. You're going to stop them because it's fucking going to hurt them, and you know it. No, you don't tell that kid wants to stick that fucking paperclip in that wall socket. That's his freedom. He got to have his freedom. Fuck you. You are going to all fucking hang, man, and you fucking know it. It shows a picture of these fucking despicable bitches. Let me see here. What else we got here? Well, it's 1 o'clock. We've done enough today, man. I mean, I'm sick enough of this fucking shit. And ain't no reason for you. This one here I would have read. Federal judge rules Massachusetts students there are only two genders t-shirt invades the rights of others. They're always the rights of these four fucking people versus the rights of 10,000 fucking individuals. Four individuals and their rights, but see, they're not supposed to be involved in our fucking squabbles between ourselves. This should go to a common law court and see if this kid can wear this t-shirt that says, let's see, what does t-shirt say? There are only two genders. Oh my God. Well, there are only two genders, motherfuckers. That's a fact. And the rest of you are, you're shit. And that's the way it's going to stay. I mean, they ruled against the fucking kid, you know, they made him go home and wouldn't let him wear his fucking t-shirt. But these motherfuckers, they can fucking bring in goddamn men with beards and goddamn tutus on and fucking dancing and fucking in front of little fucking children. And Hunter Biden can take little six-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes with his fucking crack cocaine and fucking molest them and fucking pedophile them, and nobody fucking takes notice. Well, they're going to find out who the fucking majority here is, because the majority of individuals, as individuals, are going to destroy your fucking sick asses. So get ready for it, you motherfuckers. You make me want to fucking puke, and that is the goddamn truth, and that is the word from the trenches. Give up.